occupy Niagara Square right here.
During the daylight hours.
During the daylight hours.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
The protesters echoed each other so all in the large crowd could hear. They formed a circle and took turns manning a megaphone, urging solidarity and action on anything and everything from corporate greed, global warming, to the local county executive race. Riding a bike to the protest, outfitted to resemble a camouflaged buffalo, Frank Lavoie says frustration united the crowd.
Anger is like a tornado. It can do a lot of destruction. But occasionally it can trim the overgrowth.
Occupy Wall Street in New York City has seized a message of inequality between the rich and poor and held their demonstrations in front of world banks and centers of global finance. Yet Buffalo lacks institutions of the same caliber. But Tricia Powers of Sanborn says local protesters are finding their own symbology.
We're standing in front of Buffalo City Hall that was constructed in the middle of the Depression because of the Work Progress Administration. They took people who were out of work, put them to work, and this is its legacy for us. We should be able to do that today, but instead, whether it's Wall Street or the people who are supposed to represent us in government, they are miserlyingly hanging on to this money that could employ people and lift all boats.
On Sunday, a day after the larger gathering, five protesters remained in Niagara Square. They're occupying in shifts, they said, while honks from sparse weekend traffic occasionally acknowledged their effort. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.